This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, I'm not sure what it was that made me start thinking about mulberry trees. You know, I was definitely looking for something other than dreadful news, local, national, world news. I want to be informed, right? I mean, just like you, I want to be informed, but great God Almighty. Sometimes local, national, world news is quite distressing, and I needed something not so distressing. So, hey, mulberry. You know, somehow my gray matter said, think about mulberry, Petey. I mean, my gray matter could have picked another berry, I guess. Blackberry, blueberry, huckleberry, hackberry, raspberry, gooseberry. So many berries. But my gray matter landed on mulberry. It's the genus, here's a little bit of botany, very little. It's the genus Morus. Linnaeus gave it that name, basing it on the classical Latin name for mulberry, And I was getting pretty hung up on this. I read somewhere that the common name mulberry is a combination of Latin and Anglo-Saxon, morum from the Latin and berry from Anglo-Saxon. So mulberry. Okay, that's the way, maybe that's pirate talk. Anyway, I read there are a dozen species, 12 species of Morus found in North America, South America, Africa, and Asia. So a dozen species scattered over those vast continents. Here's one you probably know. Morus alba, white mulberry, native to China. Think about thousands of years of cultivation for silk moth fodder, right? And this Morus alba was introduced to North America, where it was quite popular, had delicious fruit. But as time went on, and it became a tree in landscapes, the fruit was so messy. We got to have our tidy American landscapes. So fruitless selections were developed back in the 1930s. We get these large, leafy, shady trees, very popular, no fruit, but very popular across America. Oh, there is a mulberry native to the eastern United States, Morus rubra, red mulberry. And all of this, this brief history of the distribution of mulberries is so I can tell you. We have a native mulberry in Arizona, it's true. And we share it with Sonora, Chihuahua, New Mexico, and Texas. But a native mulberry in the borderlands, Morus microphylla. You could say microphylla if you want. Some common names, little leaf mulberry, that's a good one. Mora, mountain mulberry, I like that one too. When Ms. Mosquito and I find this mulberry out in habitat, it's a big old shrub. Oh, yeah, and yes, it has mulberry fruit. It has mulberries. They're male and female plants, so guess what? You find the fruit on the female. I guess that's a no-brainer. Where to find it? Well, it's deciduous, so it's a lot easier to find when it has its green leaves, which are oh, it's so variable. Okay, like sometimes they're sort of chordate, oval, sort of heart-shaped, or a lot of times with lobed leaves, so expect some variability there. rocky slopes. We find it on limestone, rocky slopes. Yep, yep. Sometimes near streams, 3,500 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation. That fruit, that small fruit, it's quite delicious. Good luck beating wild creatures to that small, delicious fruit. Oh, my goodness. But listen, southwestern native mulberry, how cool is that? It is very cool. A wonderful native plant, a native mulberry. In the borderlands. Oh, man. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.